And so for those listeners that we have now that have determined one of their financial goals is to move out of the bad debt, what plan do you recommend, Sharon?
Well, on page 3-69 of section 3, step 3 in the binder, we have an actual how to dig yourself out of debt formula. It's simple, but if you follow it and you stick to it, you should be out of debt within 5 to 7 years. And you go, oh, 5 to 7 years. Compare 5 to 7 years to 24 years. And you're going to say, that's a really fast formula. And it's relatively easy. Let's say you have 5 credit cards. And you have, each month, it's kind of a guessing game. Can I afford to pay the minimum balances on each credit card? The challenge to you, this is the challenge. Can you find a way to raise an additional $150 per month? Either by a second job, part-time business at home, or by reducing your expenses. Maybe go to one less movie each week. Find ways to save money on the household side, the expenses, the entertainment. Tighten your belt just a little bit. Yes, it's not consistent with Rich Dad's ultimate philosophy, but we're going to help you get to the point where you can start expanding your means. So find a way. I know you can do it. Take that $150 and apply it to your, look at your 5 credit cards, write down the cards, write down the balances due, write down the interest rates. Find the card that has the highest interest rate. Take that $150 and add it on top of the minimum payment and pay that credit card. Each month, an additional $150 goes on that credit card. Continue paying the minimum amount on each of the other 4 credit cards.
And at the same time, Sharon, we need to remember to tell them to pay off any new credit card charges each month.
Absolutely.
In fact, it might be easier to just designate one credit card as the one that's going to be new stuff, and it gets paid off. So you're not increasingly causing more problems.
Consistently pay the minimum amount on each card each month until you pay off that one highest level card. So let's say it's a Visa card, and you've now paid that off. Don't use it anymore. Go to the next highest interest rate card that you have and start now taking that $150 plus the minimum amount you paid on that Visa card. So let's say that total is $200. You now take that $200 and add it to your next highest interest card and add that to your payment for that card each month. This may sound complicated, but it really isn't. You just continue paying down each month the highest credit card balance that you have, related to the highest interest, not balance. When you've finished paying off the very last credit card, you now still have your 5 credit cards, but you've now learned the habit of paying off any new charges each month. Congratulations. That will get you where you want to go for the rest of your life if you can continue on that path. That is fiscal responsibility. You're charging it on the credit card. You're paying it off when you get the bill, so you are not being charged interest. That is a good goal for you to have. Next, don't stop. Don't start spending that extra $250 on another night out. Make yourself take that same amount of money and start putting it into an investment account. You've gotten the habit. You've trained yourself. You're paying that off each month. Now the debt is gone. Use that money and buy assets. You're on your way. Now, you can follow Rich Dad's plan to expand your means so you can have the life you desire.
You'll find some helpful hints in the text at page 3-70 that might help you find ways to reach that $150. By the way, if it's $200, so much the better. Anything you can do to help reduce that debt is going to get you further along on truly creating the lifestyle you're wanting, the lifestyle of the rich.
As a side note, Diane, I think it's important to reiterate one of Rich Dad's sayings, and that is, your liability is someone else's asset. And so you're not only working for an employer as an employee, you're not only working for the bank to pay your mortgage, you're not only working for the government to pay your taxes, but you're actually working for everybody you owe money to. Your debt is an asset to them.
Just thinking about that credit card company who's receiving payments of $150 a month for 24 years on a $10,000 debt, Wow, that's one of those you want to be on the other side of the deal.
That's right. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here. Instead of being the employee for the credit card company, we want to have employees in our asset column. And how can we do that? Buying assets. And how do we get employees in our asset column? Every dollar you put in your asset column is, in essence, your employee, and it's going to work hard for you. So the more dollars you get into your asset column, the more employees will work for you, and you won't have to work so hard.